Washing the brain. The brain is a marvel of structure and function. Moment by moment, it is awash with electrical and chemical signals that serve as transmitters of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. State-of-the-art medical imaging lets us look now and watch how it works. The nerves of the brain are readily identifiable as conduits that interconnect, forming neural circuits. These neural circuits pulse with electrical and chemical signals, and the ones that reverberate the most indicate where the oversignaling of any persistent old patterns are occurring. The brain develops hypervigilance when it becomes preoccupied with these persistent old patterns, and this explains why some of the things the brain has learned over time are not necessarily useful to us today, nor going forwards. Understanding how some of the neural circuits are more easily triggered and oversignal gives us the opportunity to rebalance and become proactive in retraining the brain to develop newer, calming circuits. The retraining process may sound difficult, an enormous task, might it not? To the contrary, you may well find the process as easeful as washing the brain with the flow of the air of the breath, as naturally occurs when you breathe in and notice the sensation of the air making contact with the skin at the entrance to the nostrils. And the soft expansion within the nasal passages. As the inflow of new oxygenated air automatically boosts the blood supply of the brain. And on this inner breeze of effortless change is born a refreshing new state of growing calm. Before we start exploring how it is possible for anyone to retrain and wash their brain, settle yourself down. Choose a level of comfort that feels just right for you now. A light level of deep comfort, a deep level of light comfort. Any combination is okay. And adjust the body's position accordingly, in a place where you can grant yourself the space not to have to focus on the outside world, where the feet are in contact with what lies underneath them. And you can close your eyes unhurriedly when you are ready to look through the freshly washed lens of your inner focus and experience the spaciousness of the air of the breath and of being truly present here and now. From this vantage point, you can see so much more and understand how it is that the brain can display hypervigilance at times and become preoccupied with old and very familiar circuits of thoughts, feelings, and actions. These were once likely to have served a purpose, but are no longer providing access to any useful state of being. In fact, they can be sources of discomfort, like a pebble in a shoe. Counterintuitively, the brain can become confused at times in its pattern recognition of what is safe. It can lock on to and misinterpret the familiar patterns as being safe ones. This preoccupation with familiar patterns has unintended consequences in that the reverberations in the neural circuits are amplified, and the brain becomes even more preoccupied with them in a seemingly endless cycle. This is when we feel stuck. Stuck in recurrent negative thought patterns of incessant fear thoughts, of obsessing thoughts about how to try to fix things and how to problem solve some more, as nothing really seems to be working, of ruminating thoughts about why me, why are things like this, and how much worse can they get? This is when we feel stuck in states of widespread body discomfort, where the sensations may move around so much we become confused about how much to worry. This is when we feel stuck in states of tiredness, when we forget that our brain is not our enemy, and that our brain is always trying to protect us. But it just hasn't had enough practice in recognizing that a nice, relaxing, okay, calming state is safe. So when you see your brain trying to take you toward an unpleasant sensation or an unpleasant thought, you don't need to buy into the drama. You don't need to run away. You can just be like, "Hey there, I know what you're doing. I know why you are doing it. It's okay. This new state is okay. And the more exposure I get to it, the more you are going to trust this safe state." And when you are ready to give yourself and your brain the relief and release that are the flow-on effects of the retraining process, when you simply want to rebalance and let those old familiar circuits that are no longer useful fall away into disuse and defuse, simply bring your attention to the breath and lean into any nice sensation flowing into the nostrils now. Absorb the sense of its feeling good and calming. This is all you need to do. And in the training process, you can get creative and build in washing and rewiring the brain opportunities often each day, like washing the hands often and well for effective infection control, washing the brain often and well is a good way to increase the number of repetitions that allows the brain to positively embrace shifting into calm, comfort, and safety. Over the next few days, weeks, months, years, and decades, this practice will transform the structure and function of your brain as it learns new ways to think, feel, and act, and grows new neural circuits that will serve wisely to strengthen its ability to restore balance, comfort, and calm. This breathe in and lean into the goodness of the sensation practice allows the brain to initiate the release of pure and highly potent pacifying and restorative chemicals throughout the body. These brain chemicals provide the antidote to the stress response, enhance clarity of thought, protect the defenses of the immune system, promote healing, re-energize us, and enable us to sleep well at night. Simply turning our attention to noticing the goodness of the flow of air on any breath gives aeration to the inner fertile soil of being. And you can watch as the conduits of new neural circuits are being laid down, like the formation of the tender roots of young trees that will grow strongly up to the light. And the light is dawning. And you are in the process of simply washing the brain well, cleansing, clearing, and creating harmony from within. Take your time now to practice watching the breath and washing the brain. 1 minute of clock time is all the time you will need. And when my voice returns, you can remain as relaxed as you want. Your watching and washing time begins now. Good. Prepare to re-engage with the outside world now. Slowly, gently, smoothly, as you begin to move. And without having to think about it, open now to creating new opportunities, anywhere, anytime, for washing the brain well, and leading into the calmness of breathing.